This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Hello, I am sorry. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. Hello, I am sorry. I am sorry. Placed within the next hour to 512-472-5667 will be placed possibly directly onto the air. Yes, that sound, that was the sound.
Hi, Ken, this is Yen Hung. How are you? I met you at Waterloo Cycles. My friend Frank?
Ken, this is Yen Hung. How are you? I met you at Waterloo Cycles.
Are you talking to yourself?
So how are you? And what sort of things do you play?
Answers. If you have answers to questions, call 512-472-5667. There are questions that need to be answered. Will there be rewards for correct answers?
I'd like to know more about chaos theory. I'm definitely hearing myself on the radio. It's pretty interesting.
What is your favorite thing about yourself on the radio?
I like the way that my voice sounds like a chipmunk, maybe.
Tell me more about chipmunks.
Say again?
What was your favorite chipmunk?
Instrument. My favorite instrument. I like tabla drums. Oh, my favorite chipmunk. Alvin, definitely. Simon was okay, but Alvin's definitely my favorite chipmunk.
Tell us what the first commandment is? That's exactly right, Charlie. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
What do you see in front of you?
What am I seeing in front of me? I'm at my friend Frank's place, and I'm listening to myself on the radio. I'm watching a TV show right now.
What are all the things that you're thinking about?
All the things that I'm thinking about? Well, it's pretty chaotic. I'm thinking about what to do with my life and all this. And a pretty spontaneous character, so never can really tell.
Are your thoughts changing moment to moment?
My thoughts? Say again?
Say again.
Oh, definitely. My thoughts are changing moment to moment, of course. Well, right now I'm pretty engrossed in this TV show, but otherwise it's sort of synesthesia because I'm watching the TV show and I'm listening to the radio, and it's producing an image of a quite chaotic character.
Hey, hold on, don't go away.
Alright.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, hold on.
No, you don't hold on.
42. No.
No? Yes. He said it was 42. No? Good. 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 512-472-5667. 472-5667 on the air.
Every day.
What do you come up with?
It depends on the day. Too many questions.
Yes.
What are your questions?
I don't have any questions.
Oh, but you lie.
I do lie.
Why do you lie?
Why do you stay?
Maybe because you lie.
That is why I lie.
I'm gonna miss the extravaganza.
Are you missing it now?
Kind of.
What if you had to catch someone up? Someone was missing it right now and you had to tell them what they were missing.
Jill.
I wouldn't tell them anything. I would just look at them and stick out my tongue. What would you tell them they were missing?
I would tell them to hold on a minute. I don't know if that works. I have to try this thing.
Okay.
Hold on a minute. I'm trying this thing right now.
I wouldn't tell them anything. I would just look at them and stick out my tongue. What would you tell them if they were missing?
It's totally different.
Jill.
Gosh, I guess I should go.
I should go.
Are you leaving? Are you leaving?
I'm always leaving.
Are you
Aren't
leaving?
You?
Are you leaving?
I think I'm leaving.
Are you leaving?
I was going to tell you about how I bruised myself dancing.
How? Why?
How? Because I'm in love when I'm dancing. I'm in love with the dance. And I'm bruised. There is a time delay. I'm always leaving. Are you?
Is there?
There is. This radio is back a few minutes ago.
Yes.
How I bruised myself, man.
But it's also something right now.
How?
Oh.
Because I'm in love when I'm dancing. I'm stuck in the past, yeah. In the future, in the present.
It's the future.
Yeah.
It's not the future.
It's not. I have no idea. There is a time delay. I'm always leaving. Are you? There is. This is much different than I thought it would be.
This is much the same as it is.
It is. I'll go, okay?
Go, okay.
Bye.
Go, go.
Bye.
Go, go, go.
Bye. Okay?
Go, okay.
Bye.
Go. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Okay. Is it okay?
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, you're...
Cousin.
You are on...
Hello.
Oh, yes, hello.
Hi, this is Yen Hong again. You told me to stay on the line, so...
You're still there, good.
This is excellent, well...
I like that part where you were laughing.
Was that me laughing? I'm not certain, because that was... Me? I was laughing?
I like that part where you were laughing.
Oh, okay.
It felt like you were laughing.
Well, I was definitely laughing inside, and when I heard this one girl was laughing, you told her there was a time delay. That was pretty amazing that she was listening to herself laughing and laughing at herself.
Why do you laugh?
How am I?
Just.
I'm doing well. I'm still watching the same TV show. I do laugh, and I. I like the different sounds that you mix in. It gives a feeling of synesthesia, like I said. Oh, this is great timing. The movie that I was watching just ended. And here they go, the credits rolling.
What kind of movie is that? I hear it running.
Do you want to know?
It sounds like...
Sounds like it? Well, it's a pornography flick.
Is it a pornography game show?
It wasn't a pornography game show. It was just a regular pornography flick that they made into a flick.
Hey, okay, I gotta do this other thing right now. I have to do this other thing right now.
If there were such a thing as the flashback, then that would mean that there's such a thing as pre-lysergic acid diethylamide 25. Everything sounds good when you're in the flow of love. And the dance is the flower. The rhythm is the root of. The melody is like the stem of. And harmonies are the leaf of. Is there no laughter that isn't just the appreciation of the laughter of these flowers? And this is the most complete fragment I can think of in my language. The letters that form the words that form the sentences that form the paragraph that form the pages that form the chapters that form the book.
Ken Bless Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Just enough of the song to get me excited thinking I'm about to hear it, and then it cuts off, and I think it's a different kind of appreciation of these songs that I already knew. That's kind of cool. I like it.
Is it the kind of excitement where you feel excited just for a moment and then your excitement has to change?
Yeah, and it's almost like disappointment, but I think that it's not all negative. I don't know, this one is usually just negative connotations, but it's sort of a bittersweet feeling, I think.
Change is always negative.
Yeah, change is inevitable. It can't be negative. You have to make it positive. There's no way you can say change is negative always. No way.
Change is negative always.
The universe is not. The universe is made up of changes. You know, changes in the transitions of matter from one phase to another, transitions of people from birth to death, to sickness to whatever. Yeah, it's all about change. You may not like change, but it's there. I don't like change myself, but I just have to put this fake positive spin on it, otherwise it'll just get me down.
Change is always.
Change is always, definitely. I definitely agree with that. The Muppet Show, man, I missed that show. I heard part of the theme song a minute ago. It took me back. They run all these old shows, but they never run the Muppet Show that I know of. Maybe they do, I just don't watch enough TV.
That guy before said he was watching a pornographic version of the Muppet Show.
I thought he said he just was watching regular pornography. But my senses are unreliable. Who would it be? Miss Piggy and Kermit? Miss Piggy and all the people in space?
Oh, I have to change this thing right now.
All alone, cousin.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. You blew out my mind.
It's coming out of your left ear.
All the people in
the show.
Oh, I have to change
the
thing right now.
What's that you're listening to? Hello.
I like that guy's voice. It's calming. I've been listening to him for a couple of years now on your show.
Have you ever tried while you're listening to say something back that might change what's being said?
I'm trying now.
Keep trying. let me know about how it goes.
Okay.
Sometimes I think it's a test. Sometimes.
You can't hear very well.
Sometimes I think it's a test of whether we can hear very well or whether we are needing to talk more than we are hearing.
Talking is scary.
Is talking as scary as it always was?
I can't hear you. I like change. It's fun. That seems. That guy says comic things too, Ken.
Comic things?
Calming? He's calming.
Things that make you laugh?
Maybe. I guess I should go again.
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah. I feel like I should go. I only began to tell you about the guy, how I like
him. The time is.
I think I probably, there are a lot of people liking the guy.
Really? I'd like to meet him.
I don't know if the guy can be met, or if... I think the guy might meet you today, if you keep listening, maybe.
I'll keep listening. I can get off the phone, right?
The guy will keep being the guy.
But he might not.
Howard, Jill?
Okay.
Hello? Nothing's wrong. I'm the guy, buddy.
I don't know if you're the guy. Maybe you're the guy. But I don't know. Go ahead, respond like you're the guy. Be the guy.
Alright, you're making me laugh, buddy.
The guy never laughs. I don't know if you're the guy.
Oh, sorry. Then I'm eliminated. That's already eliminated me, then.
Hey, I'm the guy.
Hey. I think someone has been liking you for a couple of years now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because you're the guy.
I am the guy.
What does it feel like to be the guy?
It feels good. It feels good to be the guy.
What does it feel different from?
Being not the guy.
How long have you not been the guy?
I've never not been the guy. I am the guy.
Why don't you like being the guy?
I do like being the guy. I am the guy.
If you're the guy, then why is this other person the guy? Also?
What other person is the guy? There is no other guy. I am the guy.
You know, the guy.
The guy. That's me. I'm the guy. Hi, I'm the guy.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
Portraits are to landscapes as vocals are to instrumentals. TV radios are to cell phones. Television is to the internet. Ejaculations are to uterus contractions. Fatherlessness is to breastfeeding.
What does it feel like being the guy? The guy is so unreachable. He's impenetrable. Nobody can touch the guy. (512) 472-5667. You'll be on the air for 25 and 4 minutes. This is Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. And it's still 472-5667.
I am the guy. What contains the universe?
The time is
So impenetrable.
All alone, cousin.
the guy that you are?
No, doesn't make me laugh. I'm surprised.
You're surprised.
Excited.
Are you excited by the change? I like being the guy.
What guy?
I've always been the guy.
Which guy?
This guy.
Have you always known you were the guy?
Surely laughter brings you closer to the guy.
Crying brings you closer to the guy. Was that the guy?
This is the guy. Here's the guy.
Surely laughter brings you closer to the guy.
That guy is very far away. Here he comes. Hello, guy. Why, guy?
Hard to say things sometimes.
Why, guy?
I think penetrable is good. It's good to let everything in and out, and through and around. What do you think? The cat just fell.
What did the cat fall onto?
Air. He's crying. He's not crying because he's hurt. He cries to show that he's there sometimes. Can you hear him? I should go again.
Go away. Go away. Go away.
Should I go?
Go away.
And this is Yen Hung again.
Hey, where did you meet?
The what? Where did I meet who?
Who was it with? A friend of yours is here.
Oh, that friend of mine? Well, Frank, I met him at this club. Is this social club? It's just sort of funny listening to myself on the radio, and all of a sudden it's just. This show offers so much of this multi-sensory extravaganza as you're talking about. And I think that there was this one loose track of this one girl on the show that absolutely had to make me call back and say that she is absolutely hilarious, and it's just her laughter on the air makes me laugh, so.
She is absolutely hilarious, and it's just her laughter on
the. You mean that loop? That laughing machine?
The laughing machine, right, right, right. That one.
So you want to make this work?
It doesn't always work.
What doesn't always work? The laughing machine?
Do you always laugh when you're supposed to?
No, I don't always laugh when I'm supposed to. If that was it, then there would be no point to laughing, right?
No, I don't always laugh when I'm supposed to. If that was it, then there would be no point to laughing, right?
There's this other thing here. Here's this other.
Portraits are to landscapes as vocals are to instrumentals. TV radios are to cell phones as television is to the internet.
Cell phones are to radio callers as dropouts are to radio caller.
Ejaculations are uterus contractions and fatherlessness is breastfeeding. I already said that. Depression is to epiphany as time is to eternity, and infinity is to eternity as zero and one is to all DNA coding.
Silences.
Because
silences.
Come back.
Come back.
Silences are.
Come back.
To cell phone callers as papers are to be read.
And written. Don't forget the written. That's what I do when I listen to Tim's last ever radio extravaganza. I write. Then I read. And it's as if the writing didn't exist.
It doesn't exist. The texts are not red. They're blue. You've blown the texts right through me.
Well, that's how we measure what we treasure. That's how we pleasure what we gesture. And these synesthesias are our way of proving that the dream we think is ours alone is part of the weave and warp and woof of the tapestry of our prehistory that we curl up on with the dirt under the stars of our myths.
a man, a plan, a canal, Oklahoma.
Search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts.
I feel kind of lonely here all by myself.
How do we know people aren't talking to us all the time?
I can't hear them.
What if our hearing people is only our way of speaking and we're really not listening when we think that we're hearing?
But I want you to talk to me.
You're working hard to put food on your family.
What happens when...
These guys can tell you what that printout means?
Yeah, they probably invented it in the first place.
Sometimes things are speaking directly to us.
And I can't even hear them.
Sometimes we hear things, then we think they're speaking directly to us.
I'm listening when I'm talking.
Sometimes we're
Can you wait here?
Preparing
Hi.
The next thing to say.
These guys can get a little nervous.
Waiting for our turn. can't really listen to what the previous person is saying.
Jim.
Pressure to perform.
5 minutes. Hi, light me.
Pressure to perform.
Why don't you take a look at this?
I'm afraid of what I'll say next.
Hey, what's that? I wanted Jim to see that.
We await judgment.
It's quiet.
Wow, where'd you get this? I was trying to break into Protovision. I wanted to see the program for their new games.
Wait,
Jim, I'm not
I can
yet.
Explain everything. I can explain it all. The oxytocin flows when women are laughing, or in labor, or breastfeeding, or in the throes of the big O, you know, the toe-curling involuntary exercise. And that's so antithetical to the testosterone, which causes the fight-or-flight tension escalation of mate bonding and territory guarding.
I'm thinking about what I want to say.
What do you want to say?
I wasn't listening.
What?
I wasn't listening.
Oh, you weren't listening.
Performance.
But they're listening.
What?
But are your toes curled and are the skies pointed towards your eyes? Do the leaves blind you with a reflection of the sunset? Her space holiday. Oh, yes.
I was just listening to that. I was listening.
You are on the air. You are the air.
There's a cough that won't go away.
Go away.
Let go away?
You're still listening. This is One More Time, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. One More Time, Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. To listen to the Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza things, that you may have been part of, you may have been, they may have been you, you may have heard, you may not have known. On the internet, you can listen to the archives of all the past shows, many of them. A few hundred are missing, but a couple hundred are there. You can listen to them, you can download them, you can keep them for a little while. The web address is counterfolk.com/lastever, or you can search on the internet for Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. If you haven't provided feedback right now, right in the show, you can call afterwards, 512-472-5667, or please, very much please, during or after or later, send email to ken@counterfolk.com. Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. And this is KOOP Austin, which is going off the air. Coming up next, KVRX Austin, which will be on until 9 a.m., at which point KOOP Austin will come back. Thanks again for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Hey, wait, it sounds like you're leaving. I didn't mean it.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Cancel this, the reductor begins.